Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. The name is Ray. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you to Charles van Onselen. We really appreciate. And of course, it's going to be great. I will connect with Baruch Yahu, I think, in about maybe 5 minutes from now, because it's at 15 minutes from 6 o'clock. I will connect also with our guests. I'll connect with the professor, and I will connect also with Mashadi. I trust you're blessed, man. I trust you've had a great time, and the Father is taking care of you. And remember that our Savior is the love of the Father. Enjoy this one.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele kwi app okanye utyelele uradiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ah, the Commodores there, and of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends you and I are. And Professor Buyison Daisy from UJ is on the line. Professor, greetings to you.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you so much. It's another day. I would also like to greet our listeners in the glorious name of our Lord and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach. We bless him for such opportunities and moments.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Right, we said we're talking about a deeper life, aren't it?
Yes, yes.
And
we are continuing.
Yeah, we were supposed to be joined by Mashadi Mutobi. Oh, no, man. She is riddled with flu.
Oh,
she
shame.
Is riddled with flu. I wanted the two of you to meet, but somehow we'll meet in some other senses.
We will.
Yeah.
We will, by God's grace.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And of course, Baruch Yah will indicate when he is available. He is running late, and we are talking about a deeper life. Are you okay, though?
I'm okay. All is well with me. There is nothing that could move us if the Lord is still with us, as long as he's on our side. Yeah.
So you're not okay?
No, I am perfect. I am perfect.
Okay.
Oh, all is well. All is well. Thank you for asking, brother.
You know I'm a psychologist, Takir.
Yes, I know. And I know your tricks.
Now, when you ask someone and you say to them, are you okay? And they go like, I'm okay. They think about the words to put across.
Okay.
They analyze the situation that makes them not okay against the positive words that they can put to project their okayness.
Nice.
You're a scientist.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand, but I'm really okay.
Okay. That's good to hear. And then when they start to tell you and say, yeah, we are pressed on all sides, but not crushed. Then you know, they're not okay.
No, I'm okay.
All right. A deeper life. This is something, man, when we are talking about a deeper life, Professor, I asked Mashadi that if she feels okay, she had prepared, everything is ready, but I asked her to take a rest. She can't come on air sounding like that. If she can take a rest, it would be good. And then if she feels she can send in some words, she will send them in, which talk about a deeper life, what it is even all about. And many times, many people had wondered what it means. You know, when we say one is going, is living a deeper life, because we have had this word used frankly, and I don't want to say loosely because I want to respect people. And then you would hearing people saying, go deeper and all those kinds of things and stuff. And I say then this word is used frankly, and I don't want to say loosely. But when it comes to the notions of the word of the Father, the aspect of a deeper life means quite a lot. Now, Psalms chapter 1, and we're going to part 2, by the way, Angithi Prophet. Psalms chapter 1.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When you look into verse 2, it says this is a deeper life. When a person delights in the law of the Most High, and in the law of the Most High, he meditates, which means the instructions and stipulations of the Most High have become his thought process. And again, this person has given themselves over to the conversations of the Holy Spirit within their heart. The concept of meditating is just one of the most wonderful things. It means they think, they talk, they envision the narratives of the Father. And they see the reality of it and they believe it. And it becomes their first nature. Not an adopted nature. It becomes their first nature. In other words, then, the law of the Father is not just stipulations of guidelines that one follows lovingly in inverted commas. But this becomes their lifeblood. It is what they see. It is what they hear, they feel, they touch. It is what they taste. And when they had gone to that level, they arrive at the notion that makes Paul to make a departing conclusion. When he said, that I may know him more and the power of his resurrection. And when he speaks that, he speaks about knowing him and living the deeper life in him. Now, it just goes beyond knowing scriptures and verses and being able to concordize, but it goes well into a life that is now not only stimulated, not only enlightened, not only awakened, but this life in itself has vanished into the nature of the Most High. Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with, I no longer live. It means my life has vanished, buried in. Now, this person basically is like that. Now, my question is, for us, to really steer the nation back into the line of morality. Because that is our responsibility as the body of the Messiah. Do we understand that we are required to live this deeper life instead of just exclaiming the phrases of deeper? Professor.
Thanks again, my brother, for the question. Let me greet our listeners again in the glorious name. I also greet Sister Mashadi. May the healing power of the Lord be upon you. I also greet Brother Baruch as he'll be coming. This question is very important in a sense that we need to think what we mean by these phrases that we say when we say a deeper life. It seems like we have made our own meaning, our own definition, our own understanding, whereas the scripture says something totally different. Let me start from Philippians chapter 3, which is what you quoted, which says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. It totally means when we desire to go for a deeper life, something about us must die. something about our desires must die, of which most of us, we don't think of a deeper life as death to self first. We think it is maybe about glamour, it is about me being known, it is about being famous, it is about big stages that we desire, whereas in God, and the definition that we need to have is that when we seek deeper life, we need to die to self. We need to know that we have dedicated our lives to God. Then going to Psalm chapter 1, I'll quote verse 1 to 3. I know that you quoted verse 2 when you have said here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. It starts by the decision that we must take from verse 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. It means I make a conscious decision to get rid of other things, to dissociate myself from other companies, not to be known as a certain type of a person, but rather be known as a person who has associated himself with God. Mm. So it started with a decision. I'm not going to live by the counsel of certain people. I'm not going to stand in certain parts of other people. Neither will I sit in the seat of the scornful. So without us deciding to live such a life, there is no way that we can delight ourselves in the law of the Lord, because the influence will still be coming from the associations and the people that we live with. Yeah. So a deeper life must start from me dying to self and killing some of the things that I like and moving away from other people that I know are not going to influence me in the right way. Mm. Then I can focus on the law of the Lord, and I can meditate on the law of the Lord day and night. And you have said, when you're speaking about this, it means the law of the Lord becomes my first nature. It's not something that I choose, but it's something that I become. So if I become the one who lives by the law of the Lord, the one who is living by the ordinances of the Lord, I don't allow anything to move me. That's when verse 3 comes in. Mm. You shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. So a deeper life then will speak about rootedness, groundedness, to be in Christ, to be in him, whether it's raining or whether it's not raining, because I have decided, first of all, there are things that I will cut off. I don't think that there is going to be anybody who will live a deeper life having not decided to live in a certain manner, having not decided to dissociate himself from other associations that will influence him wrongly. You cannot delight yourself in God if you are still in the crowds, because the crowds have their own expectations. Crowds have their own law, have their own rules. The meditation into the law of the Lord will need you to be one with God, to be in God, to be planted like that tree that is planted by the rivers of water. Mm. If I'm then planted like that tree, it means I don't allow anything to move me because I have decided to be in God. Yeah. And all that I desire is about him. I'm even reminded of Moses. When Moses had walked with God for so long and had tasted the glory of the Lord, he refuses to take any decision and to move without knowing if he's moving with God. That's the space that you must go to, and the level that we must be channeled to when we have decided to go deeper in God and having this relationship with him. Mm. We refuse to take decisions that will satisfy us. Neither will we allow us to go having not heard from God. A person who has a deeper life in God always hears from God, is always in touch with God. His ear is on the ground hearing what God wants. If God has not said it, it means I'm not going to allow myself to be part of it. Neither will I move if God has not moved with me. And hence Moses says, if you say we must move, who will we go with? Mm. So that's a person who has that desired and decided to go with God in that manner. You hunger for the presence of the Lord, that you cannot do anything if the presence of the Lord is not with you. Mm. I know that you also quoted Galatians chapter 2, which is what we must also live by. But I also want to speak about the rich young ruler as we continue with the deeper life. It's not okay. Just about church going. It's not about having Bibles, but it's about a decision. to be in Him and with Him.
Mm, I hear you quite well. Thank you so much, Professor. Let us welcome Barukia. He's on the line. Tuda.
Shalom, Achim Tuda. Shalom to you, Professor Bui. It's indeed a pleasure, Achim, to be here again. And sorry that I got to be late.
I understand, my Achim. The very fact that you make time to be on the show, to me, it is a blessing enough. And if there would come a time when you will not be on the show for whatever reason that would be coming up, I still would be grateful that I know you always had put us as a priority around this time on the third day after the Sabbath. So we are talking about a deeper life. And perhaps you've heard a little bit of Professor Sondezi as she was articulating about the issue of a deeper life. And I am saying this has become such a nuance, a phrasing that we merely hear. And now we are going towards, I see many people are moving away, they are running away from this thing here, Boyoguti, Easter. They are running away. Now they call it Passover. And they basically are having these phrases in their services, you'll hear, especially in these prophetics, where, and I'm not looking down at them. That is why I said this word is not used loosely, but it is used casually. You know, where people talk about going deeper and all that. But we are talking about a deep life in Christ. A deep life in Christ. What kind of life is this? A deep life in Christ. Now, I'd like to quote Psalms chapter 119, verses 11. It says, "Thine word have I hidden into mine heart." And I stopped there a bit. To take something and hide it in your heart means to love that thing dearly. Remember, in your heart, there is nothing that you don't love that will dwell there. And someone said to me, "Oh, ushukuthi mangibhemintsango so lento isenhlizweni yami." Ngathi, "Yes, isenhlizweni yakho because you are turned in tsango." Now, "Thine word have I hidden into mine heart so that I may not sin against you." What does it mean? He's taken the word and the word has dwelt into his heart. But what do we mean about the concept of a heart? We mean their life, their inner life, their inner man is imbued with the word of the Father. And that he loves the word, he becomes one with the word in his inner man, and it starts to show outside. And this person is attached to the word in the inner man through the bond of love, the peace, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And he or she now lives a life that manifests the word with ease, without any difficulty. This person basically, akafani nomuntu okhuluma manga ocheka ukuthi, "Am I still in character?" Okay. I used to produce dramas, movies, and stuff. So actors would be in character. So you must be careful when are you talking to them. When they're in character, you might be talking something of a contract and they might not be hearing you because they are in character. It means they're not themselves. Much of the times, many people would say a deeper life, it's like they are in character. Then they eventually had to come out to check as to whether they are, hey, they still are doing it, or they hold on to a particular kind of life. And people would be carrying caskets, and people would be assembling in the graveyards in the coming week. Emulating, according to them, a deep relationship with the Christ. But the word speaks something other than that. The word says something other than that. And I am challenged, Mayak, by the very aspect of saying, if we say we live a deeper life, what do we imply then? Thine word have I hidden into mine heart, so that I may not sin against thee. Thine word have I hidden into mine heart, so that I may not sin against thee. That is actually what is taking place. That is actually what should be the case. Mayach, welcome back. Now, when we say, thine word have I taken into mine heart so that I may not sin against thee. Mayach, what do we mean? A deeper life. What does it say to you? Shalom.
Shalom to our listeners.
Amen.
Yeah, halala. Hey, Ahi, this is deep. as the topic says, I've heard Professor speaking of the desire, the dedication, the nature. Like, you know, you observe.
Yeah.
When you read the scripture, we observe how HaMashiach was. What he represented, because he would always, he would say, John 10, number 30, he would say that me and my father are one, which means you wouldn't be able to tell a difference between. So that's how. That having that nature that is being described, you know. Lifestyle, he walks unnecessary. You know, so it's that is now required of us, that dedication to say, when it's time to observe the Shabbat, he does it. Hana the appointment or we tend to be disturbed and distracted by the things of the world, that we happen to speak the word, but when it comes to us putting it into practice, and then we get to miss doing it. When we look at the person, you have the body, the soul, and the spirit, and you realize when you look at the fruit, Hure, the fruit has got also something similar to us, and when you look at it, it's the litapi kontle, and then takereke apple, and then you have the whiter part, and then you have the seeds. You know, so that is more created, like, or we are created as well, like the tabernacle. They say the tabernacle, it has the outer part, the inner part, and the holy of holies. Right, kamuhari.
Yeah.
And now, in us loving him, in us treasuring his word in our heart, that is exactly right there to say, as you are explaining, to say now, is that love of those things, is it found there, or is it the love of loving Abaya and him alone? Because he says we ought to love him with all our hearts, with all our minds, and with all our beings, mind, body, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. So it is now what is required of us, Hore. Now, how dedicated are we? Do we find delight in him? And we don't love him only because of a certain circumstance that is happening in us, but irrespective, whatever season, whether it's summer, winter, spring, or autumn, we are together. You know, so we are clinging to him. When it touched me as well, when Professor spoke of the seed, that a seed has got to die. So which means if we want to enter, if we want to understand, there are things that we need to cut off.
Mm.
And that is now shown in the process of planting a seed, to say there are things that we ought to bury. And when we have cut off these things that are of the world, then now there germinates, you know, something that is new, that is renewed, a better person that seeks, that wants to learn to love him with him, with our all, to be dedicated unto him. Because there are many of these earthly disturbances, there are many of things that have attracted us, and we grew up doing these things. We grew up being attached to these things, and now it becomes easy for us to start to distance ourselves, or to separate, or to divorce them.
Mm.
So now we're starting to know, as we're going deeper, to say, hey, it's not, this thing is not how we thought it was.
Mm.
You know, where we just think it's about just going to church, and then, you know, whenever we feel like, we will pray, you know, but it takes a whole lot of dedication, understanding that he orders my steps, understanding that he is holding my life in his hand, and without him, there is no life. So my life is dependent on him, like there is no tomorrow. So it in loving him, then we don't stray from his command, and we treasure what we learn about him, what he reveals to us, what the word teaches us about him. So we have the desire to go deeper and deeper and deeper, like when one searches gold. So it is a treasure that is hidden, and it is only that are determined that are going to be able to dig so deep that they can find this treasure. But those that just are doing it for the sake of doing it to show off, we are lost. So we ought to die of self. We ought to walk in the road that HaMashiach has walked. We look at the book of Psalm, chapter number 3, which says, Psalm 3:3, let not loving commitment and truth forsake you. So it is seeking, because this dedication is about seeking what is of the truth. So even if you are the only person, as long as it's the truth, you follow it. Even if it's spoken by your enemy, as long as it is truth, you follow it. You don't say, no, but because I came already, I won't follow it. No, you are not searching for anything else except the truth. So bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart. So that innermost part, it is the heart, as you say, to say it is about loving him. Thus, by so doing, we find favor and good insight in the eyes of Elohim, in the eyes of men. Trust in Abba Yahweh with all your heart, and don't lean to own understanding.
Mm.
Know him in all your ways, and he makes all our paths to be straight. So we can be able to see that now. It's no longer our knowledge. It's no longer thinking, it's because of this was swallowing, you know, to rutechil and all that. No, those are being put aside. But it is now seeking him. You know, like we came to the earth and we put everything aside and we say, wait a second, we want to become. We have that hunger.
Mm.
You know, we're clinging to him like there's no tomorrow. And we get to be one with him. John 17, it speaks of how HaMashiach also explains to say that you and me, we are one, you know. So it brings also that oneness that he's speaking about, but we shall go through as the topic continues, and we shall add other things. Shalom.
Shalom, Mayachi. I really appreciate it. Of course, we are talking about a deeper life. This is part two of the show. A deeper life. What it is even all about. A deeper life in Christ. Yahushua HaMashiach. What does it imply if one says, I am now living a deeper life? Your speech changes. The way you relate to him changes. The way you treat his name changes. You know, you start to call his name correctly. I like the song by Howard Hewitt, but still he's saying the other name. But calling the name of the Most High, Yahuwah Elohim, and his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, the Messiah himself, Christ, you know, it's an indication. Some of the things that you stop observing, which are in the world and of the world, you basically have steered yourself away from that. There's a massive transformation that is taking place in your life. And then we know that you are living a deeper life in the Messiah. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. Sawubona, Dumela.
Sawubona, my brother. On a Tuesday, Nochama, my brother.
Sawubona, Putwami.
Sawubona, my brother. Ngolesibili.
Siyabonga. Siyabonga, baba.
Yeah, ngibulise kuprofesa Sondizi. No brother, uBaruki lapho.
Mm.
Topic of deeper life, Brother Ray, yeah, this is touching us.
Mm.
My brother Ray, after repentance, faith must follow repentance.
Mm.
A deeper life, ukuthi manje sihlukana nezinto zemisebenzi emibi.
Hey, Matat.
Ukuthi our dead works.
Mm.
The mindset yethu iyaguqulwa. Because before, we should be peeling and doing anything, pleasing ourselves. But the deeper life means going to see when Zayo, maybe Campbell's way too.
Yeah.
Is now to please Jesus Christ.
Mm.
You know, the Jacob chapter 1, verse 4, it is Kepa Ugu Kutazela, Maguben Mstebenzi, Opelele Yo. That's the deeper life, my brother. Ukuze nibe ngabapheleleyo.
Yes.
Nabangenacala.
Yeah.
Abangasweli lutho.
Mhm.
Lezethi iphethe konke ngedeeper life, my brother.
Mhm.
UJesu naye wagcwalisa ngemini uthi lapha kuJohn 4:24. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's
yes.
A deeper life, my brother.
Yeah.
Ukwazi ukuthi only Jesus Christ is the way, the life, and the truth. Ngoba uye yedwa ofele izono zeze lonke, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sonke sisekuleli izimpilo zethu maziphilele ukudumisa umdali wethu kuphela. A deeper life nomshumayeli nayo uyasho lapha kuchapter 10 verse 12 uthi amazwi omlomo ohlakaniphileyo anomusa. Kepha izindebe zesihula ziyasigwinya sona. Brother, this is a deeper life. Izinkulumo zethu mazakhe wonke umuntu, my God.
Yeah.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu angibusise. To God be the glory.
All the time. May the Father be glorified at all times. Thank you so much. Putwami. Thank you.
Thank you, my God bless you, my brother.
Auzege. And we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. We are talking about a deeper life, part 2.
Tapelo ya motho yo lukileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
All right. And the number to dial is 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. Remember, this is your show. You can do as much. All right. Now, I'm looking at something here. When one is living a deeper life, and I'm looking at Galatians, Professor. Let me start with Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. It says, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another." A person that has learned to be a servant, this person is living a deeper life. Okay. Mark chapter 10, verse 43. "Yet it shall not be so amongst you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant." Aha. Great people, they don't go about and saying, "Yeah, Tina, hey, we are great, we are church leaders," and they Servants, they don't do that. They are slaves to all. Check it out again. Mark 10, verse 44. It says, "And whoever of you desires to be first shall be a slave of all." They serve as slaves. These who are living a deeper life in Christ, they don't go about waving their positions, Zoguti. They are pastors and what and what. They don't waive those things. They are servants of all. They are slaves of all. I have seen it to lose abafundi semasontweni wabo and I'm not jealous. Is that the chair of a servant? And a slave? Okay. No, it's fine if it is. It's fine. And then it says, "Whosoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant," shall become your servant. Check it out. John 13, verse 14. "If I then, your Elohim and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet." Babuzele bafundisi. Who wave and say, "Se bafundisi tina, have you ever washed the people or their feet?" And it comes in many ways. Removing the dirt and the scandals from them, the tiredness from them, bringing relief and healing to them. That's washing their feet. That's when one has gone a deeper life. Titles don't matter anymore in the body of Christ. Hey, apostle, commander, what? Hey. Hey, Apostle Commander. Hey, Singapel.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
What comes to mind, Professor?
Thanks again, my brother. Hey, you know, Brother Baruch started by saying, "Hey, this is deep."
Yeah.
It's like I'm also reiterating the same words. This is deep. It's like, it's very different from what we have said before.
That was part one.
Yeah. Now it's getting more intense.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing now that a deeper life is more about servanthood as
Yes.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. it's about servanthood other than the positions that we desire.
Mm.
Now, the passage that you quoted, I'm reminded of this woman with a mother who came with his two sons, one on the left and one on the right, and said, I am here to apply that you may give my sons positions in your kingdom. And the sons of Zebedee, unfortunately, what everybody else thinks is a deeper life and a good life in God is not about the glamour that we think.
Yes.
As you say, it is about the servanthood. So if we are not prepared to do as Christ did, it means we are nowhere close to a deeper life. What you said earlier on again was, to look for a deeper life, you must be one with the Word. So that touched me a lot. You said that, and then Brother Baruch in John 10:30 as well, reiterated it. So if we can't be one with the Word, and the Word is what Christ also did by washing the feet of his disciples, and we look at that as a work that we cannot do, whereas we are saying we want to know God more, it means we are nowhere close to what the Lord is saying about a deeper life. In Galatians 2:20, we quoted it earlier on, but I just want to go back to it so that you can add to what we just said now.
Yeah.
It says, I have been crucified with Christ.
Ah.
It means I am dead.
Mm.
It is no longer about me. Life has ceased to be about me and my desires. It is more about the Christ. And it says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
Yes.
And the life which I now live in the flesh as I live by faith in the Son of God.
Mm.
And I'm trying to look into the meaning of I live this life in the Son of God. For us, it's like we are living the life with the Son of God, not in the Son of God.
That's because the if problem.
Yes, exactly. We say Christ is our companion, but we don't live a life in him. If we can live a life in him, it means we are going to become one with him, which is what you said earlier on. Because I am now in him, all that he says and desires is what I do. There is no difference between me and the Messiah because I am in him. But because we have not died to self and we have not decided to be in him, we are still saying we are with him, and we'll then begin to live a life of self. And I can still do what I want. I can still touch what I want to touch. I can still decide what I want to decide because I am not in him. If I can be in him and him in me, it means he has power to influence my thoughts. He has power to influence my actions. What he says I do and what he has done, I'll be able to follow on his footsteps. That's what we mean by a deeper life. It's not about speech. It's not about the vocabulary that we keep on saying that now I want to go deeper in the Lord. It's not about going to church. I quoted about the rich young ruler. And if you read that story very carefully, you understand that this rich young ruler had everything in place. He had kept the law, and he even says, I've done that since I was young. I have offered, I have been in church. But there was something that was missing, which was a determiner of whether his life was really a deeper life or not. It was about the condition of his heart. If my heart is still full of me, full of what I want, full of myself and my desires, I am nowhere close to a deeper life. You can quote the scriptures as he was quoting. You can quote the law as he quoted as well. He said, I do not commit adultery. I do not steal. I do not offer false testimony. But when Yeshua said, now one thing you lack, which is one thing that I believe at this point in time, we need to start asking ourselves, what is this one thing that I'm lacking that is taking me away from a deeper life? Is this the self that I want to make people to see? Is it the pride that I have? Is this the sin nature? Is it my name that I want to be known? Is it the glamour that I want to live? What is this one thing that Messiah would say to me, one thing you lack? And this is what we need to start looking into, because it might not be a list of things. It might just be one thing which becomes a door of many other things.
Mm.
Most of the time when we fall short of the glory of God, you find that it's not a cluster of things, but there is one thing that opens up to everything else. If we can find that one thing that opens up the door to this life that God will not approve of, then we will be able to close any other door. So what is this one thing that is taking me away from a deeper life? Most of the time, it is about us. It is about me. It is about living for myself, not living for God, because a deeper life is a life that is lived in Christ, as we have quoted in Galatians 2:20. I am now in him. Because I am in him, I no longer do what I want. He dictates my life.
Yeah.
And where you quoted again, Galatians 5:13, it says, my brothers and sisters, we were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. That's I can't right. serve people if I still have self, because I expect them to serve me. But if I am in Christ, because he is a servant for all, then I will be able to do that. So it means we need to question our position. Where are we? Where are we in him? Where are we about him? Maybe we are outside of the Lord. We are not in him as the scripture expects us to be. That's why I'll be able to speak as I want to speak, because I want you to indulge in what my flesh desires. I want to satisfy the desires of my flesh, and I live my life in the flesh. I don't live my life in the spirit. If I know that Christ is the spirit, it means all that I will do is to fight for the life in the spirit, which is in him. That's what we talk about when we talk of a deeper life. It's not the speech, but it's to pursue righteousness, according to Proverbs 21:21. I pursue righteousness, which is in him, which identifies me with him, because he's a righteous Messiah. So therefore, I'll also have to pursue that. Although I am the righteousness of Christ, if I am in him, but I also have to position myself that I may be found worthy of the call that I am, as I have taken Christ as my Lord and Savior.
I hear you quite well. We are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you. When we are talking about a deeper life, what do we imply? I want to hear from you as to the implications of such. What is a deeper life even all about? And I asked Mashadi just before she goes to a rest that she, if possible, can tell us a bit of what she had prepared. This is how it went.
Muruti Ray, as you remove layers of an onion, one layer at a time, so are the days of our lives. Mm. You never know what's next except to rest in the Most High. That is at an individual level, when it comes to your family, when it comes to any interaction that you have with the world, whether it's society in general or the world at large, you never know what to expect. As you seek him, as you seek a deeper life and a deeper meaning thereof, you cannot help but to say, and I quote Psalm 42 verse 1, and reads, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O the Most High. My soul thirsts for the Most High, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before him? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continually say to me, where is your God? Where is the Most High that you always talk about? Mm-hmm. And as you seek a deeper life, you can only find that meaning and him in this life that you are talking about, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the bread of life. He is the resurrection and the life. Paul then says, in him we live and move and have our being. I like what the Son of Man then says a lot earlier. He says, oh, my Father, I thank you that you've hidden these things from the wise, but you have revealed them to babes or to children. So it's only when we redefine who we are in him, when we find ourselves as children, not as disdaring, as children of the Most High, that we'll find a deeper life in him, because outside of him, there is no better life. Outside of him, there is no life. When you face these challenges that the psalmist refers to, that he continually, they continually ask him, where is this God that you talk about? Mm. Those that are facing challenges at any level or in any level of their lives or in any area of their lives, they would know, the family members, the friends, and anyone close to them would say to them, finally, where is this God that you believe in so much when you're facing this, that, or the other? A deeper life is found in him and him alone. Remember, the psalmist also says, he keeps our tears in a bottle. And to someone who's going through various challenges, no matter what they are, the tendency is we think that we are the only ones going through that. But my Bible also says, hey, as you're going through that, there are people all over the world who are going through something similar. Here's the part. It says, perhaps even more or even worse.
Yeah.
So a deeper life can only be found in the Son of Man. A deeper life can only be defined in the one who is the Father and the Creator of all things.
Hmm. There you go. There you go. There you go. Yeah. And of course, you can send us more WhatsApps. Thank you, Mashadi. You can send us more WhatsApps so that we can hear even more and more from you. Anyone can send them. Thank you, Bongana. I see Babumpiake. I see them. Thank you so much. And then I will respond to some of the people who had sent WhatsApps there. Ish. I will respond, though. I will respond. I will read them, and then I will respond. Don't worry.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.